Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's get to the best bets here for week 7 in the National Football League. Shay, kindly drop that dope-ass beat. All right, Kenny, let's begin in Foxborough, Massachusetts, where we've got the Patriots, a touchdown favorite against the Jets. The total here is 42.5. I kind of like gave my thoughts out on this game already. I'll do it again here, but you have any bets for us here with the Jets and the Patriots?
I think we're starting with a game where I don't really have a lot of action involved. We know these two teams played in week 2. The spread was 5.5 at MetLife. Now we're changing home field. The Patriots are out to a touchdown. You know, injuries, there's a couple in the game, but the game dynamics are pretty similar. I think the Patriots are really likely to win. I think the game is likely to be low scoring. So does the market. So for me, that means no bet.
Yeah, unfortunately, no bet for me either. I could see the Patriots winning by 10. I could see the Jets winning outright. I could see the game going over. I could see the game going under. I could have my green eggs with ham or not. So no play for me on the Patriots and the Jets. So let's stay in the tri-state area here with the, and normally, not because we planned it, because it's the first two games in rotation order. The Giants, 3-point home dogs against the Carolina Panthers. In case you missed it in the last segment, Sterling Shepard inactive for the Giants, joining just like a mash unit of players on offense, including Kadarius Toney, Kenny Golladay, and Saquon Barkley. So again, Panthers -3 at the Giants. The total at Bet Rivers, Ken, holding steady right now at 42.5.
Yeah, just looking at the board right now, I see 43s and 43.5. So I like the under in this game. I think you do too. My advice would just be on this one, shop around for sure. And on the Giants actually as well, I wouldn't be surprised to see Carolina money just like continue to come in the next hour as this injury report has come out. Like 3 -110 on the Giants was my buy point. And there's no question we're going to get it in a lot of places now. I had to kind of scrounge around to find it last night or this morning. But there were a couple options. Just, I think the Giants kind of function like Philadelphia. You take their schedule, you cut it into two halves. When they play a dynamic offense that can put up points in bunches, the Giants stand absolutely no chance of winning the game. That was the Rams, obviously, last week. This is the type of team the Giants have played competitive games against. This is like Washington. This is like New Orleans. This is like these games. So yes, I think Carolina's better, but the game is in MetLife Stadium and it's a full 3 in a game with a very low total. I think the game is honestly like more likely than normal with a low total to land 1 and 2. You have two terrible red zone offenses in this game. Might be 7 field goal attempts, honestly. So I just think the points are a little bit valuable. I'm not saying Carolina's not better, just that I like the Giants +3 as long as you can get -110, and I like the under as well.
Yeah, I can't bet the Giants here, unfortunately, here, but I will do the under. I am on the under here, under 43 with the Panthers and the Giants. Just, I mean, we told you. Matt Rhule literally said, like, hey, we're going to play more conservatively. Joe Judge is Tucker Carlson in football form in terms of being, maybe not in all ways. But
we got
he's
it.
Conservative.
He's
right. Hey, guys.
Hey.
It's a joke. Shout out to the Sopranos. Under 43 for me with the Panthers and the Giants. Let's go to the AFC North, Ken, where the Ravens right now up to a 6.5-point favorite to play at Bet Rivers and play Sugar House. Total 45.5. Baltimore hosting Cincinnati.
Yeah, a little interesting to see the total come down in this game. I'm trying to figure out how low it would have to be for me to play the over. I have no bet on the side in this game. I would, if you had to bet the game or just want to lean, I would lean Baltimore just because of this advantageous schedule that they're playing. If we saw the total drop to like 44 for whatever reason, as long as it's not weather, like 44.5, I'd probably start building an over position at that point. That's a little crazy based on the closing totals we've had for both teams. If the market stays like this, no bet for me on the game.
I bet Ravens -6 earlier this morning. I think Baltimore's going to be able to score in this game, whether they're able to run the ball or not. I think Lamar Jackson's going to have success throwing. You know, I like Rashad Bateman in this game. I get concerns about Cincinnati's ability to keep up here in this game. So I know, like, People like Cincinnati in this game. I don't. I'm on Baltimore minus six. Not one of my favorite plays of the day, but I'm on the Ravens laying six. Ken, let's go to South Beach, where money on Miami continues to trickle in. The current line over at Bet Rivers, Falcons down to a 1.5-point road favorite. So Falcons minus 1.5 at Miami. Total here up to 48.
Yeah, lean Miami in this game, obviously. Teaser leg might be valuable for them. I don't think I would ever bet Atlanta, given the steam that we saw on them, out to even like a favorite in this game. If you're wondering why Atlanta's favorites, because of the schedule spot we talked about earlier, they're off a bye week, and Miami literally like punted their bye week to later in the year. So they played London and now flying home to play. It's got to be worth something, but I have no idea what it's worth. I find it unlikely that there's even more value to be gained by betting Atlanta in the spot. Probably, honestly, more likely that it's being overvalued, that this trend isn't as valuable as we think it is, because we have no data points on it. So lean Miami in the game. If you want to use them in teasers, I think that makes sense. Otherwise, nothing for me.
That's how I'm looking to play this, is Miami and teaser legs. So we talked about it a lot on the show. Miami with Philly, Miami with Green Bay. I think both of these are great options. I lean towards the over, but I just think these red zone offenses are really hard to trust. So no play for me on the total. If I did have to bet it, I do agree with the move up here. So I would play the over if I had to play this. Just real quick, Nicky Football dominating this weekend with soccer picks. Liverpool's up 2-0 on Manchester United. We won the over with Leicester and Brentford. Anyway, now we transition from football back to football here. You better, you bet, BetQL countdown to kickoff. Costos Barkley, best bets for every game on the board today. Ken, the Packers are back up to 8.5. So this was 7.5 on Friday, then 8 this morning. Now Green Bay minus 8.5 against the Washington football team. Total here, 47.5.
Yeah, this was a Washington bet for me early in the week at double digits. It was 9.5 when we came on the air early in the week. I said that's still worth something. This is kind of a gray area. It'd probably be like Washington for a tiny bet at this number at 8.5, just based on how they've closed against some of the other elite teams in the league. They haven't been 8.5 against basically anybody. They played Buffalo. They played Kansas City. Those weren't 8.5, but this one's supposed to be. I'm supposed to believe that somehow Green Bay's like better than those two teams, or the dynamics here are so much different. I doubt it, with Green Bay beat up defensively. So big, big number. Washington, this is kind of a gray area, maybe a tiny bet. And then honestly, like, come back the other way, Packers and teaser legs through 7-3. Like, I kind of try to find some ways to middle this game on some, you know, one possession numbers with the Packers.
Yeah, we talked about this early in the week. It was Washington at the crazy opening number. Now it's Packer teaser legs all day, air day, as the kids would say. So Packers teaser legs along with Philly and along with Miami for yours truly. Ken, we go to the Music City, where Kansas City, a 4-point favorite on the road at the Titans, total 57.5.
Yeah, if you can find 4 minus 110 on Kansas City, we've been doing the show, so I haven't looked again yet this morning. Was hard to find one.
You got it at Bet Rivers right now. You got, yeah, Kansas City minus 4 minus 110.
It was basically like one place before we came on the air. I think you're going to see a couple more of them come through, basically. But Kansas City 4 minus 110, that's a buy point for me. I think this number should be a lot more like 6, very similar to the closing line we saw with Buffalo and Tennessee on Monday Night Football. So no bet on the total, but Kansas City, as long as you can get 4 minus 110, that's a bet for me.
Kansas City minus 4, minus 4.5, minus, I'm in on minus 5, so obviously like 4.5 and 4 are okay with me. Kansas City team total over as well, 30.5 for, you know, my kidneys. Julio Jones is going to play in this game for what it's worth for the Tennessee. He's not really for my kidneys. Ken, we're seeing a lot of movement here on the Eagles. Raiders right now at Bet Rivers, a 1.5-point favorite. So Philly now down to plus 1.5 at Vegas. Total 48.5.
Yeah, I mean, teaser leg Philly through 3-7, still valid at 1.5. We gave that advice last segment. Still agree with that. Philly plus anything, money line to win the game. If you want to take the point, be careful. Don't put yourself in a spot where you're taking like plus 1, minus 120 instead of the money line. Like, 1 is not a valuable enough number to pay a lot of, you know, juice for, basically. So just, if you're going to bet Philly, just make sure you're making the most valuable bet possible. Compare the money line to the side, price shop at a couple places. I'm sure you can find something with, you know, pretty advantageous juice. I like Philly in the game, like plus anything, basically.
We always tell you early in the week, you need to listen to You Better, You Bet all week long. We talked about the Eagles plus 3.5. We talked about the Eagles plus 3. Now it's plus 1.5. You got to listen to us early in the week. If you're coming in now, Eagles teaser legs think make a lot of sense with the options we detailed earlier. Ken, the Rams, are we going to see a 17 here? Rams laying 16.5 against the Lions, total 50.5.
Yeah, I hope not. I didn't think we would get to, like, it's not really a key number, but like another number that lands more often than the ones that preceded 15 and 16. I bet Detroit on Monday, and I still think they make sense in this game. I don't bet like the narratives or the revenge angles, all that stuff. Detroit's played a ton of really good teams already this year. Haven't closed remotely close to this number. I'm not even really sure that the Rams' home field advantage should be worth a lot in this game too, with what we've seen in games, you know, with the Chargers and Rams at their new facility. So I think more than 2 touchdowns, I like Detroit in the game. Just again, a comparison of how Detroit's fared against other really good teams. I don't think the number should be quite this big.
I'm on the Lions as well. Let's move on here. Bucks 12-point favorites against the Bears, total 47. We need to motor.
Yep, all good. I like laying the points with Tampa. Akeem Hicks out. I think they're going to be able to run the ball. I think this profile is like the Miami game. This was an ad for me this morning at 11.5. Shop around. I like
good
Tampa.
For you. I love it, man. Maybe I... I'm probably going to end up betting Tampa also. If you're going to, I feel like I have to as well. So I'll put that bet in, but Ken's on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. All you need to know here for the Bucs and the Bears. The Cardinals are up to 19. Arizona minus 19 at home against Houston, Ken. Total 47.5.
Wouldn't touch it using Arizona and all Survivor entries. No interest in betting the game, really.
Yeah, I have no interest in betting the game. Like, the back door is going to be open all game long and not the reverse one, like our boy Will Brinson said. And Ken, one more time for the people out there. How are you looking to bet the Niners and the Colts? This line's down to 3.5, actually. It's Niners minus 3.5 right now at Bet Rivers, 42.5.
Yeah, as the total comes down, the side's probably going to come down too, with the expectation, like, very few scoring possessions, period. They get into the red zone, scoring opportunities down. Okay, cool. Total drops, side collapses. That kind of makes sense. The weather's going to be terrible, probably, depending on how terrible. The only way I would bet this game would actually be over now that the total has dropped so much. So I'll be monitoring the weather. It might put in a contrarian over, it might not. Use your best judgment. Watch the weather forecast. If it looks remotely okay, I actually do like the over in the game.
I like the Colts. Just waiting to see like what's going to happen as we approach kickoff tonight. But I like Indianapolis in the game. And Ken's thought on the contrarian over makes a lot of sense. Again, we turn on our televisions. We go to NFLweather.com. We check out the weather. If the wind's not going to be insane, then a contrarian over, I think, makes a lot of sense. Ken, great stuff today. Wishing you the best of luck, as always here, Ken, with all your bets today on You Bet BetQL Week 7.
Yeah, let's plug into the Matrix an hour away from kickoff on the East Coast. Love it.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.